Aspirin toxicity by All-Star Medics. Aspirin, or acetyl salicylic acid, is commonly used as an analgesic, antipyretic, and anti-inflammatory agent. Toxicity occurs when plasma salicylate levels exceed therapeutic thresholds, causing multi-system derangements. Pathophysiology. Aspirin uncouples oxidative phosphorylation, increasing metabolic rate. It stimulates the respiratory center, causing respiratory alkalosis, while accumulation of salicylate anions leads to metabolic acidosis. Vomiting and osmotic diuresis cause electrolyte loss and dehydration, especially hypokalemia. Severe toxicity may result in rhabdomyolysis, renal failure, cerebral edema, or respiratory failure. Clinical features. Early signs include tinnitus, rapid breathing, vomiting, fever, dehydration, double vision, and mild confusion. Moderate toxicity includes persistent vomiting, lethargy, irritability, sweating, tachycardia, pallor, and hyperventilation. Severe toxicity presents with coma, seizures, bizarre behavior, unsteady gait, hypotension, shock, rhabdomyolysis, acute renal failure, and respiratory failure. Investigations. Plasma salicylate concentrations confirm toxicity. Other important investigations include electrolytes, renal and liver function tests, blood glucose, arterial blood gases, urinalysis for ketones or myoglobin, and ECG for arrhythmias. The acute toxic dose is generally greater than 150 milligrams per kilogram. Management. Gastrointestinal decontamination is achieved with activated charcoal, 1 gram per kilogram, up to 50 grams, within 4 hours of ingestion. IV sodium bicarbonate, 8.4%, 1 millimole per kilogram over 4 hours, corrects acidosis and raises urine pH above 7.5. Maintenance IV fluids are given, with potassium supplementation of 20 to 40 milliequivalents per liter to prevent hypokalemia. Blood glucose is monitored every 6 hours, and ABG analysis is repeated to guide therapy. For mild toxicity with plasma salicylate under 350 milligrams per liter, oral fluids suffice. Moderate toxicity above 350 milligrams per liter requires IV fluids at 2/3 maintenance, sodium bicarbonate, bolus and infusion, and activated charcoal. Severe toxicity above 700 milligrams per liter also requires hemodialysis, especially if there is renal failure or refractory acidosis. Continuous monitoring of vital signs, neurological status, electrolytes, and urine output is essential. Key points. Aspirin toxicity is life-threatening, but manageable with early recognition and stepwise therapy. Activated charcoal, sodium bicarbonate, and supportive care are crucial. Hemodialysis is reserved for severe cases, and close monitoring prevents complications.